Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Kevin Estella, professional survival instructor, is on. He has a book out. We're linked up on the radio station website. All right, Kevin, first question goes to AJ.
Okay, AJ, here we go. We're drawing down on winter. Winter is going to be right around the corner.
Gotcha.
And you have to choose between these two cutting tools. You need to tell me which one you're going to choose and why.
All right.
Would you rather have a machete or an axe?
I'm going to go with the machete because I could cut things, and I could also use it for, like, spreading peanut butter on my bread.
That is true. You could cut
it. It's
bread.
A multi-purpose. Right, exactly. Right, right.
Like the Samurai Deli.
If I need to shave, right. I can shave with it. Yeah, you can't do it with an axe because it's got that big handle. So.
But if you're walking in flip-flops in the woods while shaving with a machete,
exactly,
you could trip and cut your head.
I could do that. That's why I got to walk carefully.
Right.
Right. But if I have an axe, I could, like, chop my leg off. So we're going to go with the machete.
All right, machete. Ashley?
I'm going to go with the axe because it's blunt force trauma when I need it most.
To what, knock yourself out?
No, I can cut things.
I can't take any more.
I can cut things, and then if there's an intruder, boom.
Oh, yeah, who you axing for?
I think I know what she means by this. You could do more with it.
Right? Machete's pretty versatile.
Well, you could cut down a tree and make firewood with an axe.
Right, but you can also just, like, keep whittling away and make, like, kindling with the...
What are you going to make? Like, little wooden structures? Little
exactly,
wooden
yes.
Figurines?
Exactly. They're probably light a lot quicker.
Are you going to whittle with your machete?
Yeah.
Whittle some wood?
Look here, blunt force trauma.
So if you need to survive, what happens if there's an intruder?
How many times can you possibly swing an axe before you get tired, though?
Yeah, seriously. By the time you get that axe going, he's already got you.
You only need one good swing.
She winded herself walking around the building.
Remember that? She just winded herself talking about it.
I think the most she's worked out in a long time is walking to all the food trucks last week.
Right.
True story.
Right, and carrying donuts.
So I don't know if the axe will be a great weapon for her.
Right.
However, the machete is the best weapon. Right?
It is the best weapon.
Better than an axe.
It is, yeah. It's more,
but
you carry
axe
easier.
You could use as a weapon, and you could cut down trees
but I
can and
cut
build
down,
a shelter.
I could also cut down many, many branches and build a shelter of the branches. I could also use those for wood, for fire.
Right. You could also use the machete to get through that devil plastic that wraps up stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, exactly.
Break into a store.
Exactly, right.
Steal some kind of thing that's wrapped in that plastic.
I can hack off the top of cans if I get a hold of some canned goods.
AJ, I know you like wearing shirts without sleeves. That's perfect.
Right. Right. You'll show biceps.
You can take sleeves off.
No, like Arnold in Predator.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, what's the correct answer here?
All right. Well, you've got a couple different ways to look at this. Number one, I said winter is coming upon us, so the axe would be better for procuring firewood, right? Axes work better to chop up hardwood, whereas
put your hand down
against green vegetation.
That's one.
However, there were a couple of responses that threw me off. I like the idea of using the machete for peanut butter, since I'm a giant peanut butter junkie.
There you go.
But I do like Ashley's response about blunt force trauma, because she's seeing the axe not only as a tool but as a weapon, and there's something to be said about that. You know, that's someone who is probably going to survive in the apocalypse. They get very high Walking Dead points for that one. So
point for me.
I mean, the textbook answer is the axe, but again, maybe runner-up would be the machete. So
I can spread peanut butter with my axe.
I tell you what, let's have a battle with an axe and a machete. Let's see who wins this one. By the time you get that damn axe going, I already got you carved up. I'm like Zorro. Okay, next question.
All right.
You need
question.
More coffee, AJ? AJ, would you like more coffee?
Yes, please. Thank you. It's coffee day.
He can grind it with his teeth right now, the way his mouth's moving.
All right. Question to Ashley. And Ashley's up a point.
Okay. Question to Ashley right now. This question relates to shelter. Right now, given today's current temperature, the current season, we're approaching upon October.
Yeah,
what is
dead.
The greatest? What is the greatest threat in terms of heat loss to you if you had to spend a night out in the woods?
Oh, well, like 90% of your body heat escapes through your head, so you need a hat.
Which, with all that hair, you're gonna live way longer than AJ. AJ dies in October. Ashley makes it to like January.
Unless I kill her and uses her hat.
And then you can always use body heat, so you have
to... Wait. What did you say?
Unless I kill her and use her as a hat.
Me. Use me as a hat.
AJ, nice hat. You know, I've seen that somewhere
Thank
before.
You. Thank you.
It looks very familiar.
Yeah, it's an original Ashley.
And by the way, have you seen Ashley around?
Right. That hat has bangs on it.
Oh my God, you could use my bangs as your bangs.
That would be weird.
At least your forehead would be warm.
Exactly right.
An Ashley wig, and we all have to take a picture in it.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay, so what's? I'm sorry. What's the question?
So
the question is, what is the greatest threat to heat for heat loss right now? And this could be any number of different responses, right, based on your personal level of preparedness, but also what the scenario is that they're envisioning. So Ashley's saying that it's going to be heat loss through her head, and we can throw the same question out.
AJ?
I would think dressing in layers be key to keep the layers of warmth in your body. I know that the whole hat thing with the head is the greatest loss, but you also want to keep your torso nice and warm. So I'm going to go with layers of clothing.
Now, what about flip-flops? You going to wear flip-flops?
It all depends. If I can actually get access to shoes, yeah. You know, for the summer apocalypse, I wear flip-flops. But, wintertime apocalypse, I'd have to have
summer
boots.
Summer apocalypse,
yes.
You are dead. You're not going to be able to get away from anyone. You're wearing flip-flops.
Well, who's chasing me?
The machete people.
Okay, back to the original question.
Right. What are you guys picturing here?
Who had the better answer?
In this case, I think AJ had the better answer. The reason being, while you do have to address the heat that is being lost through your head, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You take off your hat in the middle of winter after, shoveling your driveway.
You're freezing.
The heat, coming off your forehead. But in this case, I would say that the better response was AJ's, because you could always use one of those layers that you put on your body to cover your head, right? And you wouldn't necessarily be as warm in the torso, but you could still cover your head, like lifting your jacket over your head in a rainstorm. A lot of people already do that. There are so many different ways that your body can lose heat in the winter.
It's called the Kornholia method.
Radiation, yeah.
Yeah.
Convective radiation, conduction, the list goes on and on. In that case, I'm going to throw that round to AJ.
All right,
yeah,
even
I pictured AJ all bundled up, and I pictured Ashley like in her underwears, but her head's like so wrapped.
Right.
Well, her head was very warm, but the rest of her froze.
Like those big beef eater hats.
It's 1-1 right now. And Kevin Estella, professional survival instructor, on. Next question, Kev.
Okay. You get word that the apocalypse is happening. I don't know what that's going to involve. Maybe murder hornets, maybe quintuplet hurricanes forming. I don't know. I mean, this is crazy, but that's the reality that we're living in. It's actually not even fiction.
It's crazy.
You've got a chance to run into the parking lot, and magically in the parking lot, it's filled with any vehicle you can imagine from any pop culture reference. The Ghostbusters, like Ecto-1, it could be anything out there. It could be the Batmobile. You have to take that car and get the hell out of Dodge. What is the car that you choose? It's in the parking lot right now.
Who's the question going to?
I think it's yours.
Ashley first.
Oh, easy. The DeLorean, because I would get in there and get the hell out of there.
Well, I don't know if you could beat that answer.
Yeah,
she'd
answer.
Have to find a, runway she could do 88 miles an hour.
Right.
But she can get out of the apocalypse, go back to 1955.
But she also needs to have 10,000 gigawatts to get back.
Oh, I don't want to come
maybe,
back.
Maybe
to
she won't.
She wouldn't want to come back.
Maybe she wouldn't run into. Maybe she'd come back like 10 years further. And be like in the 1960s or 70s or something later on.
1950s. I'll rock the poodle skirt all day long. That's
okay.
Cool.
Rock the poodle.
You'll show up with your bangs, and everyone will be like, "What the hell is going on?
Right?
What is on your head?"
Okay. Same question goes to AJ.
I'm going with the Batman Tumbler. Because that thing just mowed down anything. It had a whole bunch of sophisticated weaponry on board. I'd feel I'd be safer in that vehicle.
Oh, this is a tough one to judge. I'm glad you didn't say the Batmobile from the Adam West era.
Yeah, no.
That one was convertible. I mean, it doesn't really offer too much
protection. It looks cool, but
that thing would get stuck on a log.
Yeah, the only thing it could do is, inflate its tire again.
It's too low.
You get a flat tire, reinflate its tire. That's it, yeah.
Hmm.
And the DeLorean, that's a tough response, too, because, I mean, if we're talking about Back to the Future 2, it flew. So, I mean...
No. The original.
Right.
And it's okay. I'm right.
But you just screwed yourself.
Why?
The second one is better.
No,
it flew.
It flew, and it operates on garbage.
That's what I said. The second one.
You said the first one.
I heard the original.
You said the first one.
She said the original.
Listen, my original answer was... strategically vague.
All right, I want to move on to the next question because we will not have these choices when the apocalypse comes.
No, we will not. No.
Let's see, Batman, Tumblr, or the Tumblr.
That was my point, though.
All right, well, who do you think got this one, Kev?
I think this one is going to be a tie. So this round is a dead heat so far. We're still looking at like 2-2 at this point.
Wow, okay. This is like watching a soccer game.
Go.
All right, next question.
All right, next question. This one also is going to go to both contestants here. The question is, we all know that water is incredibly important. You need to consume a significant amount of it, more so with more strenuous activity. And in the wintertime, it's tough to consume because it gets cold and you have to warm it up. Assuming you don't have water to drink, what is the survival beverage of choice? This one will go to AJ first.
The survival beverage of choice.
You know he has no idea when he repeats the question.
No. Make sure I heard properly. I'm going to go with, moisture from plants.
You're going to be thirsty.
I know.
Sit around all day just waiting for a dewdrop to form?
No. Like some plants, you break them in half, you can suck the juice out of it.
Hmm.
Hopefully not poison ivy, but yeah.
That would be
I have no friggin' idea. What's the beverage of choice? I don't know.
What would you say?
Would you snort powdered milk? I have no idea.
Poison ivy in your mouth. I feel like I know that every day.
I'll be like itching my tongue all the time.
Right.
Let's hear Ashley's.
All right, so you're going to drink moisture from plants.
Yeah.
That will be your beverage of choice.
My beverage, yeah. Well, I'm assuming survival here. I'm not running to the store for a beer.
Okay.
Well, I could use one right now.
All right. Ashley?
Oh, this is easy. I'm going to choose Gatorade because it has electrolytes and a little bit of sugar, and it hydrates your whole body, and you stay hydrated for a long time. So I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to stock up and all the flavors, although red is the best.
How many Gatorades can you fit in a DeLorean?
Seriously,
right. Go ahead.
A lot.
Plus, it's powered by a
no
engine.
Trunk.
You're going to break down, so.
And there's no way a store after, like, week two has any Gatorade left
on
the shelf.
We had no toilet paper in the 3 days of the pandemic. You're going to get Gatorade.
Yeah, you couldn't find water in the store.
All right,
no.
I'll walk by with my Gatorade, and you'll be sucking on a leaf.
your bottle
What's AJ
empty.
Doing to that tree? You don't even want to know.
Hey,
You don't want to know.
I just love nature.
Don't
keep,
look.
Keep a nature
Kids,
moving.
Come, don't look over there.
Because a nice
Mommy doesn't
afterwards.
Want you to see that.
So what does that survivalist say about this one?
Well, I like when AJ wants to round
down the response to this question.
What's that?
The way to break down the response to this one is to think short-term, long-term. I would say in the short term, Ashley definitely has the better answer because you can probably find Gatorade all over the place. You know that it's going to be safe to consume if it's still in the convenience stores and the supermarkets where you're going to find it. The moisture from plants might be the better long-term option, but in the short term, there's probably going to be a very, very steep learning curve in terms of what AJ said. You don't want to grab the wrong plant, and also with winter coming, that moisture is going to be frozen in those plants. So I would say the short-term answer, the better of the two answers is going to have to go to Ashley. Just because most people, if you're not replenishing water in the short term, you're going to suffer from dehydration, and you'll expire before you even get to that long-term scenario.
Okay, so the big one drops, everything gets vaporized in a nuclear holocaust, and you're going to drink Gatorade that's been exposed to, uranium and whatnot. Yeah, good idea.
The dew on the plants
good
would be
idea.
Worse.
Well...
Absorbed all of that radiation in the atmosphere.
I'm calling BS on this one.
Why?
Because there's going to be no convenience stores. They're all wiped out. They're all going to leveled.
There's going to be no plants if there's no convenience stores.
But if I walk
what
long
are you
enough,
suck
I will find,
out of ashes?
I will find plants.
Where?
Under the rubble, there could
right,
be like a
no
lawn.
There's no convenience store.
Right.
But you're going to find a plant under the rubble at the convenience store.
I bet you I'd find a plant faster than I'd find a Gatorade friggin' bottle. Those would melt.
Not going to happen.
Fine.
Under the rubble.
I'm going to take my Batman tumbler, get the hell out of here.
All right. Under the rubble.
Shut up, Phil!
And he's drinking some plants.
Why don't you go stand in front of the tumbler for a moment?
All right. Ashley just took a 1-point lead.
Oh!
Survival quiz. Next question, Kev.
This is the girl that can't even freaking walk around the freaking building without losing her breath. She's going to be the survival person?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going to survive. I'll be the survival person. Yes, I will.
Okay, this next question is very much like the first
one. Hold on one second. Hold on. Mm-hmm. AJ, what's going on over there?
He's
so mad.
Good luck getting one of those in the apocalypse.
Shut up, Bill!
Get a big leaf and wave it in your face. That'll be your fan.
Don't get a leaf and money with it.
Plant boy over there.
Use a vine to strangle him with. All right, so next question.
All right, I'm worried about the answers to this next question, quite honestly. Like, this like, I thought it was going to be a pretty straightforward morning, but I know where this is going. All right, here we go. So in an apocalypse, let's say that all society breaks down. There is no such thing as government. There is no such thing as any law and order. And therefore, the currency that you have in your wallet, you have in your purse, does not matter.
Okay, good. Didn't matter anyway.
You're going back to the barter system.
Okay.
Here we go. Like I said, I'm worried. What will you use as your form of currency?
My form of currency?
Items that you need. When you do come across these, you know, wandering caravans of people that have goods, you know, like the guy in the boat in Water World or whatever. So what are you going to use to trade?
No money. You got to trade.
Right.
What do you got?
Okay. Well, let's say I have a gun and bullets. So I can turn around and say, give me the stuff or I'm going to trade you these bullets.
So you're going to rob them.
Basically, yes. There's no law and order.
I was going to say bullets and booze.
Right.
Right.
But
AJ's going to give them the option of taking the bullets in the worst way possible.
Exactly right. Right. Give me the stuff and I'll walk away. You said there's no law anymore.
Okay. Ashley?
I'm going with alliance and friendship. Hey, come into my shelter. Come into my shelter. You can share my food and my drinks and my cable, and then I'll...
Wait, cable?
Cable?
You have cable TV?
I figured it out.
What's the programming at
home? And then I'll use
You can
some
watch
of your...
the test pattern that was playing like
right
3 days ago.
The show's called Buffering.
Yeah, and then I'll use some of their, you know, booze and food and Pop-Tarts and okay. Peeps.
Wow, I feel like it's tie score now.
You're spot on with that one. Guys, you cannot assume that people are going to be as friendly as you are. You've got to assume the worst intentions and then throttle back from there. You know what I mean? Like, if you're dealing with true people that are potentially crazy or that have bad intentions, you don't want to be behind the power curve and start reacting to their actions. You want to consider them a threat and then ask yourself the important questions that determine that they're not, and then you can slowly let your guard down.
But he broke the rules.
I didn't break the rules.
Yeah, you broke the rules with your answer. He said currency, not robbery.
Bullets are the currency.
That's the currency.
He just didn't have to spend any.
That's right. He's got a gun and bullets.
No, yeah, disqualified.
Intimidation is the currency.
Go in your peep and watch your freaking cable.
Ashley would be tied to a pole and be watching people eat her food. And
exactly.
Say, no, you're disqualified. This is not how things work.
Can you give me a Gatorade?
That was my stuff.
That was my shoes you stole.
You broke the rule.
Right.
I break the rule. It's called survival.
All right, it's a tie score, and we got to go. Kevin, thank you very much.
Oh, I want to end a tie.
It's a pleasure.
What's that?
Man, a tie?
He's whining. There's no whining in survival.
Fine.
We're talking about the worst singing we've ever heard from an actor.
Yes.
This has to take the cake here. It's Vin Diesel. Do you have a clip?
Sounds like he's out of the room right now, you know?
But who's going to tell Vin Diesel
that
his singing sucks?
Exactly right.
It won't be me.
Right. Maybe you got to call him or text him.
It's catchy.
Yeah, but not in a good way.
But he has nothing to do with it being catchy.
No,
like, he didn't write this.
No. Yeah. This is earworm.
Yes. And they really covered his voice with the sounds.
They did.
I don't even want to say music.
Not quite sure what that is, actually.
Yeah. A lot of auto-tune.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of auto-tune.
What is that? Boom, 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 boom. He sounds like he's got a mouth full of food.
Hold on a second. Hold on. There's an app out there that auto-tunes.
Okay. He's like singing cats.
Wow, you sound like Vin Diesel.
He's like singing cats. A bunch of cats all wearing like the same jumpsuit, jumping around in white.
Hold on, I want to reset this.
Nice.
The effects are too much on it. That's big chorus. Super. Let's do this.
Okay.
Chess and AJ. Here it comes.
Oh, wow. That's just kind of cool, to be honest with you.
That sounds like the guy that's in the background of all those songs.
Right.
Like, just like whenever like the beat stops, it's
right.
Like, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I would sing the background.
Exactly right.
AJ?
Let me try doing, what's that song? Believe in a Thing Called Love? Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. Touching you, touching me.
Oh.
Well, that's pretty good, actually.
Wow.
Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. Touching you.
That is awesome.
Sounds like a video game character.
Anybody can like yodel with this thing.
You were also great by yourself as well.
Do it as Christopher Walken.
Oh!
Oh, okay. Same song?
Whatever. Do whatever.
Okay. Hang on. Okay. Hit this. Hit that. I can't explain all the feelings you're making me feel. My heart's in overdrive, and you're behind the steering wheel. Touching you. Touching me. Oh, you're touching me.
Feelings
it sounds close.
My heart's in overdrive, and you're behind the steering wheel, touching you.
Phil, get Cher ready. Do you have Ashley? Are you going to do Britney Spears?
Oh yeah, I got one pulled up here.
Nice. Right.
All right. me.
Ooh,
that's going to be on the recording
now.
In
there, yeah.
Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart. Got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby.
All right.
I did it again. I played with your heart. Got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby. Basically Britney Spears.
That doesn't sound bad.
No.
You're very impressed with yourself. The app did all the work.
I did, yeah. Britney Spears.
Auto-tune can make anybody sound good.
All right, we're gonna get Cher ready. Hold
okay.
on. Then AJ will do that.
All right.
I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
It's like Fritz and I beat the twos.
I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
I got my setting like way up.
That sounds right. Like grandpa.
No, that sounds like someone who had a smoking problem.
Yes, right. You don't always die from tobacco.
I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
It's Stephen Hawking karaoke night.
Oh, no.
It does sound like that.
It does sound like him.
No diss.
No, he's certainly not walking 500 miles.
No, he's rolling.
Yeah, he's rolling
500 miles.
Well, he's in heaven now, so he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Jeez.
He's good.
He's good.
All right, we have that Cher song?
I have.
All right.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside. I can't break through. There's no talking to you.
sounds like.
It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it.
The look of his face,
right,
being confused,
right,
was the best.
Right.
Not like Johnny Cash doing shit.
Fine.
All right, just play,
play what I have?
Just do the chorus.
Okay. Hang on a second.
I wanted to make it a production, but I forgot that AJ's involved.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Right.
I'll just do the chorus.
Yeah.
Do you believe in love after love after love after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no. Do you believe in love after love after love after love?
All right.
I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no.
Oh my God, it's Cher.
Believe in love after love after love after love.
That is great.
That's amazing.
It really is. All right, hold on. I had Jennifer record this last night.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Loving you is easy cause you're beautiful. Everything I do is all for loving you. La 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 la.
Oh, wow. She went full musical instrument.
It's like some kind of car alarm at the end.
It turned into an instrument.
Oh, I buy your album.
Jeff Warshaw, CEO of our company, on. He's a big foodie, and we like to go out to lunch once a month and then review places in New Haven. So the place needs to be in New Haven.
Right.
Hold on. I need to give him a proper introduction.
Gotcha.
Jeff Warshaw, CEO.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. That was a good laugh this morning. Vin Diesel.
Oh my God.
Geez.
Yeah, just act. Don't sing.
Catchier than I thought.
Yeah.
Even worse than William Shatner.
Oh, that's right.
This is true.
William Shatner. We need to pull up some William Shatner.
His album is almost like spoken word.
A couple people called in Kevin Bacon, too.
Kevin? He's actually made a career out of it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a hit song like Eddie Murphy did.
Right.
So we're trying to figure out Chinese, Middle Eastern, or hot dog.
Besides day three, we have to plan the pizza call. And you know what I got in the mood for after this past week was we have to do a food truck one as well.
Right.
Like go online, get the most highly recommended 3-4 food trucks and do those as well. But and we also the pizza call is going to have to be coordinated because that's you know we're gonna have to marshal the forces for that one.
Yeah.
So this time I think we should think about Chinese, Middle Eastern, or hot dog.
All right, hot dog seems like too easy for me.
Yeah, you kind of just did that.
And
right,
I grew up on hot dogs.
Exactly right. You want to try something?
I
want to
try something different.
Right.
So Chinese or Middle Eastern?
Yeah, I think Middle Eastern.
What kind of? I think I had Middle Eastern food in California with my brother-in-law.
Like falafel and things like that. Yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah.
There is a fantastic falafel place on Chapel Street in New Haven.
Really?
Yes, called Mamoon's. Right next to
Rudy's.
Mamoon's?
It's called Mamoon's.
What's it called?
Mamoon's?
Mamoon's. Mamoon is good.
Mamoon's.
Mamoon's.
That's your maitre d' right there.
What do you think of that, Jeff?
That sounds great. I mean, I can't believe I get to turn you on to yet another type of cuisine, Chaz.
Which is easy because I haven't really had anything besides hot dogs and meatballs my whole life.
Right.
Well, you could always have a hot dog with like falafel and hummus on it.
Perfect.
That works.
Right. So what would we order at a Middle Eastern restaurant?
Well, you have all the meze, which are the appetizers, which usually include like falafel, hummus, baba ganoush, tabbouleh, stuffed grape leaves, and then you have normally kebabs, a lot of grilled meat, lots of vegetables, and you've had Middle Eastern food that you may not think of as Middle Eastern food. So it's not going to be as much a departure. A lot of the same ingredients as Italian cooking, just very different spices.
Right.
And I'm guessing you can get it very spicy.
Yeah, there's something called harissa, which is actually a Moroccan chili oil, chili paste,
right,
which is super spicy, which is the binding kind of ingredient of something called couscous or tagine. That's a big Middle Eastern dish. Actually, when I was in Morocco with my daughter, Brett, we went to a school for girls. It was the first girls' school in the Berber in community. And we went into the mountains and we met with these teachers and these students, and we cooked tagine with them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Sounds like a ricochet.
That sounds like an episode of a cooking show.
It does, yeah.
Right?
It was really fun, and it was really impressive, and it's really amazing that in this day and age, there's still places where it was the first girls' school there, which is remarkable.
That sounds great.
Yeah, watch the couscous, though, because I remember I had some. The first time I had it, I take a fork full of it, I went to breathe in, and the couscous went,
it's so light. It went up your nose?
No, it went down my throat. It's the wrong pipe. I'm like,
you have to eat it, not breathe it in.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was so freaking light.
Ashley, you recommend this place?
I inhaled it.
We're bringing the CEO of the company there.
I've been there.
I've been there. All of a sudden, a voice cracked.
Did you hear how that endorsement changed from the best place in New Haven is on Chapel Street to I've been there?
I've been
usually
there.
It's after a couple of drinks in New Haven.
All right. Well, you know what our work will be then, Jeff, is to find that place, and we'll work on that from now until tomorrow, and then tomorrow at this time, we'll announce where we're going and figure out.
That sounds great. And by the way, did you know that couscous, AJ, is actually pasta?
Yeah.
It is not like a grain. It's actually a pasta and just very, very fine grains.
Very.
You want to tell me, guys, what the larger couscous is called?
Larger couscous called noodles?
No, they're Israeli couscous, which are much larger beads. For you listeners out there that are interested in couscous heritage.
Couscous.
Couscous, yeah.
That sounds like me, couscous.
Right. Crazy couscous, yes.
All right, I'm gonna post it on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page that we're looking for the best Middle Eastern restaurant in New Haven.
Right.
And we'll go with what the tribe says. We'll announce the pick tomorrow, and then we'll figure out what we're going to eat.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Sounds great.
Good morning, President Trump.
To the people who think I'm broke, sorry, but fake news. I'm still rich. Still very rich. Here's proof. Melania hasn't left me yet. That's your barometer.
That is a good point.
That is true, yeah.
Are you preparing for tonight's debate?
Well, I'm not doing a lot of prep since I will win very easily, very easily. But I'm getting ready by tanning, hair color treatment, nails, teeth whitening. Not to worry. Taxpayers, they're all write-offs, so no biggie.
Yeah, I heard you've been actually practicing with Chris Christie and Rudy Giuliani standing in for Joe Biden.
Yes, and so far, Chris Christie has eaten 3 dozen donuts this week.
Wow.
It's part of his new diet. Intermittent fast eating. Yeah, seriously, Chris Christie standing behind a podium is like you or me standing behind a microphone stand. There's no hiding.
Can we conference in Vice President Joe Biden?
Huh?
Hello.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
Joe.
Confusion. Is this Tango Week or am I doing the Paso Dobie Gillis?
I do the second one.
No. Have you been preparing?
Oh, I forgot my mask. Am I on that singing show or the other one?
No, you're not.
No. You're not on Dancing with the Stars.
And boy.
You're not on the singing show.
Where's my teleprompter?
Right.
Sound emphatic. We have to build back better.
Hold on. Let's conference in Bill Clinton here. Maybe Bill Clinton can help you.
Hello, Joe. I'm not low. My blood sugar's fine, man.
Hi, Bill.
Hello, Donald.
Is that troll of a wife of yours in prison yet?
No, I wish.
Can you help Sleepy Joe out? He doesn't know what to do to prepare for tonight.
What fight?
Not a fight. A debate, Joe. Turn up your hearing aid. Hey, Bill. Sleepy Joe needs help for this big night tonight. Can you kind of step in here?
What time are the hookers arriving?
No, not that kind of a big night.
All right.
Jeez.
We have to go.
Yeah.
And we look forward to seeing you, former Vice President Biden, and you, President Trump, tonight. On stage.
I have great eyesight.
Good luck.
Look, all right. I have to go. This hair isn't going to comb itself.
Gotcha.
They're huge, Chazen, AJ.
Big debate tonight, right?
Huge.
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 You know, the bigger debate is right here, right now. Welcome to the Chazen, AJ Great Debate. Today, the first in a series of spirited discussions covering a wide range of important topics that divide Americans.
Okay.
On the debate stage, Mayors Boughton and Moran. Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton is a Republican. Manchester Mayor Jay Moran, a Democrat. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chaz. Thank you for having us today.
Oh, absolutely. Hold on.
Mayor Moran.
Good morning.
Boughton.
This thing, I am not going to stop.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Someone's going to take my phone and they're going to smash it.
Who hit delete on this app over here?
I can't find the app.
Where'd my app go?
Someone's going to say, can we turn Chaz's mic off? Hold on.
Mark, we just sit here and listen. They do a great job.
Time for the big debate.
Time for the big debate.
Okay.
I like that one.
Damn.
All right.
Bravo.
We're going to be covering three major topics this morning: food, music, and questions that are not about food or music. The mayors will have 20 seconds to answer each question, followed by a brief group discussion.
Oh, nice. Group.
All right. We begin with food. Connecticut is most famous for its pizza, so let's start there. The proper way to eat pizza is, Mayor Boughton?
The proper way to eat pizza is to eat it at the establishment right out of the oven.
Do you use a fork and a knife?
No, you don't use a fork and a knife. Use your hands.
Use your hands.
Use your hands.
Pizza.
Use your hands.
Yes, right.
All right. He didn't use even close to his 20 seconds.
No, he did not.
What do I need it for? What do I need? It's an easy one. Come on. Give me something hard.
All right. Mayor Moran?
Definitely by hand. Pull it out, the slice with the mozzarella cheese dripping all over your chin from a New Haven establishment. The only way to eat it. No knife, no fork.
Oh, yeah. You put on a little Italian accent.
Mamma mia.
You sound Transylvanian,
actually. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Here's a piece. A sausage, please.
Keep your sausage away from me, sir.
Do you eat the crust?
Absolutely.
Why, do you eat the crust? Why or why not, Mayor Moran?
Absolutely. It's from New Haven, it's the best part of the pizza. Brick oven crust, no better. Got to eat the crust. And a burnt crust is the best, too. When you see the black stuff on your teeth, you've had a good pizza.
Or an Oreo.
Mayor Boughton?
There's no question. It's the most tremendous pizza ever in the history of the world is at Pepe's. You eat the crust, of course. It's a tremendous pizza, okay? Okay, it's the most tremendous pizza.
Who asked you that? Okay.
I see what you're doing.
Okay.
Was that Danbury Italian?
That was Danbury Trump.
Huge.
Okay.
AJ, do you eat the crust?
Did he have a drug test?
I eat the crust, yes. You know, the crust usually has some remnants of sauce on it, or what you can do is you have, like, either some marinara sauce or, like, some, like, a salad dressing. You kind of dip it in, like, a breadstick.
All right. Ashley?
No, absolutely not. You don't eat the crust. The crust is there to be the holder. You're filling up.
It's the handle.
You're wasting
pizza. You're filling up on the stuff. It's not the good stuff. It's you want all the cheese and the
whole thing's a good stuff.
Whatever.
Yeah.
No, it's wasting. It's a holder. It's just there for functionality.
Oh, dear God.
I definitely eat the crust. People who don't eat the crust are people who are greedy and just trying to get more slices of pizza faster than the other people at the table.
I agree with Phil.
The way that I do is I take the uneaten crust and I put it on top of my next piece of pizza.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
That's how you still get all the same flavor in the bite.
Yeah, no, you eat the entire thing from start to finish before you get next slice.
Has to be very special crust for me to eat the crust.
Darby gets the crust.
I'm there for the combination, the trifecta of heaven, dough, cheese, and sauce.
But it's got to be the foldable kind.
I'm not going to fill up on bread. If I wanted bread, I'd go to a bakery.
It's got to be the foldable kind of pizza, not the kind that snaps and try and fold it. That's annoying. Right. Like, what the hell?
All right, let's move on to toppings.
All right.
Pineapple on a pizza. Why or why not, Mayor Mark?
No effing way.
Love it.
A sound bite that will live forever.
Okay. You understand? No pineapple on your pizza. What the hell are we doing here?
Really? We're at the islands, for God's sake. It's America.
No effing way.
I can say that, can I?
No effing way.
Yes, right. Definitely.
Mayor Moran?
I'm just going to try to clean this up a little. No way. Pineapple, no way. It's supposed to be in your hand, not on a pizza. Sausage only. That's
Wait,
it.
Wait, you're supposed to, supposed to have a pineapple in your hand?
Yeah, I mean, that's how you eat pineapple in your hand or with a toothpick. You don't put it on a pizza.
No. I used to have fruit.
Your fruit on the side. Your fruit on the side.
It's a grenade or something. I can't find a pineapple. That's a grenade!
All right, it's a great debate here between Mayor Mark and...
I'm getting hungry now, too, for pizza.
Mayor Jay Moran.
Yeah, thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut, on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.